248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. An avalanche has prompted emergency alerts in Lake Tahoe, California, where rescue crews have been deployed to a local ski resort. KOVR-TV's Dominic Carter reports.
It's unclear if anyone is hurt or missing right now. We do know, though, the Placer County Sheriff's Office is responding.
The Northeast is dealing with heavy rains and floods. CBS New York reporter Wakeisha Bailey's on Long Island.
Near the boardwalk, several areas are experiencing some flooding along with intense wind. And at the peak of the storm, wind gusts got up to 60 miles per hour.
And House Republicans are pushing to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena to testify about his business dealings. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The letter that came in from Mr. Biden embraced the importance of having a public proceeding that, quote, would prevent selective leaks, manipulated transcripts.
Again, Hunter has offered to testify publicly. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer in response to human trafficking is introducing 11 bills to increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers in Wisconsin. It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Law enforcement and emergency department staff have a vital partnership to help keep our communities healthy and safe.
Being able to communicate and work well together, it allows for the patient to receive their treatment, whether they're a suspect or they might be dangerous at that time. And it allows them to receive their treatment without worry of the staff being harmed or that person being unable to receive that treatment.
That's Wausau Police Department Lieutenant Jacob Albee. He said police are there for the protection of the staff as well as the patients. Stephanie Dulock, Aspirus Wausau Hospital Emergency Department Manager, said it's common to have police officers in the emergency department.
As a community partner, we have one common goal, and that's to take care of those that we serve in our area. So really working together to help put that story together and get that patient the best possible care is why we're all here.
January 9th was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's now number 15th ranked Wisconsin against Ohio State tonight. The game in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. Number 11th ranked Marquette at home taking on Butler. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys Sunday. Dallas, 7.5-point favorites to win. Matt LaFleur still has confidence in his defense.
When we have all 11 doing their job and playing as one, there's been some pretty good performances. It's just when, whether it's communication or somebody has a missed assignment, that's when bad things happen.
Now, the first time Mike McCarthy faced the Packers, the Cowboys blew a 28-14 lead. As Aaron Rodgers led the pack on a 31-28 win in overtime, McCarthy had this to say.
I mean, we were totally in control of that game, just, you know, as far as our viewpoint, and I felt when we got the ball that we were going to go down a score and then see what happens. So I'm very disappointed for the players because I thought they definitely did enough today to win.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures staying steady in the upper 20s. A quick shot of snow pushes in after 6 o'clock, with 1 to 2 inches possible to accumulate by early morning, and a few pockets of sunshine are possible early tomorrow, all ahead of the next snowstorm on Friday. Right now, it's 30.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 10th, 2024. Your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Kim Shields from Encourage. We're going to talk with her and Joseph Luther from Junior Achievement. Looking forward to that. Right now, two of our favorite people, really family members here at WFHR, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. I did not say that just because I'm trying to become an honorary Hittner. That's not the reason I said that. I'm slowly getting myself in
there. There you go. Talk to our dad a little bit more. A
couple years from now, I'll be invited to the family reunion. That's all I'm gunning for. That's all.
I hope I'm invited too.
How are you guys? How is the new
year
treating you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah, new year treating
it's
you
good? Nice new year. It's kind of nice to see some snow out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually was going to bring that up a little bit. We got a couple of great things to talk about, but as many of us were shoveling yesterday and a lot of that is going on, we know that there are going to be more chances to get sick, more chances to get aches and pains.
Oh, your back's going to be sore from shoveling? Is that what you're trying to
shocking.
Say?
Shocking. I'm breaking news to people we encourage you to reach out to our friends at Family Natural Foods with those needs and to be able to maybe cut off some of these things beforehand.
Absolutely.
A product that my mom and dad got from you guys, I don't remember the name of it specifically, but it was to cut off colds.
It was quick immune or something like
that. Sounds something like that. I felt my throat getting bad this weekend. I took it and I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Know, and that folds into our giveaway actually.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Yeah, this is sort of like a pop-up spontaneous giveaway.
As of this morning, everyone.
It's going to be just radio based. We're not going to do it on Facebook. You know, we like the radio and we want to just see who's coming in for this. So we wanted to say it in the beginning of the program. Maybe we'll say it later for those people who tuned in a little late.
I didn't mean to throw off the schedule here.
No, that's fine. Great. So the idea is, you know, you can start listening to this, maybe jump in your car, because with any purchase, you'll get a free full bottle of this Sambucus zinc vitamin C.
Wow.
So these are great. They taste really good. Mm-hmm. And they've got all those immune things like you were just talking about, James. What can we do for our immune system? Mm-hmm. Well, here's something you can get for free with a purchase to help your immune system. It's good for the whole family.
Yeah, I think kids and adults can take it. I've given it to my kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tastes really good. Sweetened with xylitol, so it's actually good for your teeth. Mm-hmm. Don't give it to your dog.
And it's going to be, this giveaway is going to be for, you know, this today, this afternoon when you're hearing this, until tomorrow. And again, it's while supplies last. So, if it may only be there for an hour, or might be there for, you know, the whole day on Thursday. Yeah. So,
but kind of a fun thing, and kind of going off of what you're saying, James, is like, you know, this is the time to think about your immune system. Cold and flu stuff is kind of at its peak right now. We're coming off the holidays. We're all meeting each other, seeing those relatives you don't see too often. Bring those presents that you didn't unwrap and schools,
kids are back coming home, bringing all that fun from school.
It's the darkest time. Our vitamin D levels are getting the lowest. Keep an eye on that. Get them tested if you can. We do sell tests.
That's a good one to bring up too.
So all these kind of things, and vitamin D is also related to mood and, we talked about that in a previous show, but it's a good reminder. I need to test my vitamin D now that we're talking about this.
Same.
I like to do it in the dead of winter, in the middle of summer, just to kind of see how everyone's body's
a
little different.
That's an interesting way to do it.
And so, if you do get outside in the summer, you shouldn't need as much vitamin D. But I've had people, they come in with a great tan, and I'm like, do you spend time outside? And it's obvious, but they're like, I'm out all the time. And they're like, my doctor tests my vitamin D in July. and, you know, 4th of July, they're, you know, 5th of July, let's say, they're getting the vitamin D tested and they're still low. And so some people's bodies are just not that good to vitamin D. So anyways.
And actually on that, we have a lot of squirrel rabbit holes here we're going to go to today.
Oh, yeah.
But,
this is an action-packed show here.
Action-packed, everyone. But a little something I learned recently. So our lymphatic system, right? So it's all over our body, but there's certain areas in our that it's in around our bodies. And it helps detoxify. It helps move things around. Helps with your immune system. There's so many things it's good for. But I learned recently that if your lymphatic system is sluggish, so if it's just not as efficient at moving things through, you might not be able to absorb your vitamin D the same way.
Interesting.
So this is another reminder. We need to move our bodies. Yeah. Winter is a great time to move our bodies. However, we feel we want to, you know, hide a little bit more and not move. But it's an important thing to move our lymphatic system and keep our bodies moving so we can absorb all those really great nutrients that our bodies need. And we have other things, too, that can help if you have stuck lymphatic system, like you're finding, like, certain areas are sore.
Sore lymph nodes.
Sore lymph nodes or, like, kind of little claw, like pores that are a little bit heavier.
Some people really like dry brushing. We sold those for
dry brushing
ages.
Oils.
This would get into, you know, we're going down all sorts of rabbit holes. But we've got a presenter that we're hoping to invite. I don't know if they're going to come, but we're hoping to invite them. And that presenter has used dry brushing for years and other lymphatic strategies.
Rebounding, which is really good.
Jumping,
like jumping or like running can help with moving that.
Your kids do that on
the
trampoline.
Yeah.
Is there a way that you would know if it's not obvious to a person that they are suffering from this, that they are struggling with
this? I
think
that's a bigger topic, and
it's,
I think we should.
Yeah,
I was afraid of that.
I was going to
get a special guest.
I'll make a note about this to maybe we could highlight it to do it in a program
in
the future.
We got to try to get this special guest in and talk about it.
That'd be cool.
I don't know if it'll happen. We got to.
Yeah.
What else is happening at the shop?
So Stephen was just mentioning presentations. So we are spinning our kind of like winter, spring presentations. And a couple of them, we're just going to tease a few ideas that we're doing. But the one we want people to mark down on the calendar, because we have the date, is going to be on January 24th at 5:15. And we're going to be doing an essential oil 101 with the Pranarome company. Liza, she's
I'm really excited
awesome.
About this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good. We've never had her at our store before. I've heard so many good things from other stores and stuff like this. But Pranarome always brings the most concrete, cutting-edge science. And they really kind of tell it to you straight with essential oils. There's a lot of stuff out on essential oils. And essential oils are wonderful. But you kind of just need to like cut through some of the hype that's out there, too, sometimes. And you know, just kind of re-solidify stuff. So she's going to do that. She's going to do a great job. We're excited. And we'll have some sales, too. So if people want to stock up on essential oils, it's a great time. Come in for the presentation. You'll also get a discount.
Yeah. As we're seeing these items as consumers, and we see a rise in them, whether it's our neighbors using them or seeing them on TV more, we're not the only ones. Other companies are seeing this. And so companies are going to come out with their own essential oils. They're going to come out with their own fish oil and that. And so you've got even more options out there and more confusion for people who are walking into these fields for the first time. Oh, I see a fish oil. It's a reasonable price. I'll grab it. Not knowing if it's actually going to do what you're hoping it'll do. Essential oils are a little similar.
You see this too, like, I mean, like, now Walmart, you can buy essential oils, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the companies that sell essential oils, they're like new to the market because it was popular and it got trendy. And a lot of what brought essential oils to the forefront, which I'm thankful for, is the direct market, you know, multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it. Those companies really brought awareness to essential oils and a lot of really good science. Pranarome, what's great about them is that's the only thing they do. They didn't say like, oh, okay, we make protein drinks and now we make essential oils. Like, that's totally different things. Pranarome's like, we do essential oils, and it's a European company. And so it's like based on what's the standards in Europe.
Which are great standards.
Yeah. Well, at least in the case of essential oils because they in America you can kind of put anything on a cosmetic bottle label. It's a little wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And, you know, people sometimes come in asking us, like, how do I know what's really in this? And with Pranarome, anyways, we can say, like, well, these come from Europe, and they're at European standards, and they have to meet really precise standards. They're at the highest level of organic certification for the oils. Every single bottle is certified organic. I think it's a pharmacist who started this company, and these oils are sold at pharmacies. I was actually fortunate to be in, I forget what part of Europe it was. I think it's a French company or something like that, maybe Belgian. And I stopped in this store, this pharmacy, and, you know, they got, like, the whole drug counter in the back and all the, you know, the usual things like a pharmacy. And I see Pranarama Essential Oil sold at a pharmacy. And so that's where these are sold in Europe, and they're up to, you know, pharmaceutical standards. And they're, you know, they're tested and safe for, at least some of them are, you know, the ones that are advisable, are safe for internal use. And they recently came out with a whole line of soft gels, so you can easily take these, you know, for stress or for immune health or respiratory, you know, there's a whole line. But yeah.
If Stephen, if any of this is sounding intriguing to you,
just
come on January 24th at 5:15 to listen more about essential oils, learn more about the company, and just, you're going to dive deep. If you've never learned about essential oils, this is a great one to come to. If you've learned a lot, you're going to still take away a lot of information.
I always take away something, and it's good to just solidify and kind of have another perspective. And that's, I think, what she'll do.
Absolutely.
And there'll be sales.
Absolutely.
Some of us keep in mind.
Some, should we tease a couple ideas of presentations? Okay. So we don't have these concrete, but you can just know that these are some of them we're thinking of, and they might be in different orders, but we're hoping to do a digestive health presentation. Those have always been really helpful.
Kind of get into cleansing too, you know, kind of probably be more in the springtime, spring cleansing, always a nice idea, kind of get your body set for the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we did a presentation on India, Stephen and I did, back in the end of November. And we found that it was fun information to share, but a lot of people were just so busy with the holidays. So we might try it at like a noon hour where maybe a different crowd might come, have more availability, and it would be in more of the wintertime when people have more time versus the holidays get busy. And then we are hoping to do like a tea presentation, and that might be a Saturday one, which should be fun.
That'd be fun.
So maybe
that's a great idea.
Tasting tea is learning about the differences of, you know, different kinds of teas and quality and such.
That would be great. I've been the last couple of years, I've been encouraged to drink more tea, and I've been trying to. I didn't realize I know nothing about tea.
Well, you should come on a Saturday. You're not working, right? So you don't even have an excuse.
Nope. I'm definitely doing this because I need to learn more about that.
Well,
that's a great one.
We're going to put this together so we can at least get James there. It'll just be James and I drinking tea.
I will definitely be there.
And maybe all of his buddies.
Even if it's just me.
Maybe James and all of his buddies and me drinking tea.
Have a tea on.
I want to see that, actually. There's two more that I'll mention before we move on, and that's True Grace, the company that does mushrooms, probiotics. You know, they do a multivitamin, omegas. They do it all really well. They're out of the Milwaukee area. We're hoping to have Brian, which is one of the founders of the company, to do a presentation. We're not sure on what it's going to be because they have so many great products, but that'll probably be in May. And then this is maybe news to our dad, but we're hoping to have him do a presentation.
We have not asked.
That's asked him
that's
yet.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we're going to maybe
touch. I don't know
if
he's even going to do it.
Yeah, he might. If you're hearing, hey, we're going to call you at some point and talk to you about this.
Yeah, you're his neighbor, and you see him outside today, just sort of say like, hey, Mike,
I heard
you
might
that?
Do a presentation.
Maybe encourage him, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
kind of disappointing if he
we
said
hyped
no,
it and he said no now.
That's
no pressure. No pressure.
Kind of doing this backwards, to be honest.
Well, and if he doesn't do it, it's okay, but he's got such great knowledge and things to share. Plus, people love seeing him, miss seeing him at the store. So it's fun to bring him back in for, you know.
And he's the one we talk about lymphatics, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could do all these different things of, you know, sometimes we see things like recently castor oil got popular. And I love that because castor oil is a wonderful thing. It's a traditional thing. It has a lot of uses and benefits. But it's, you know, and we always sell a little bit, you know, like a bottle or two a week, like very little. You know, for a while we were selling like a bottle an hour. You know, like it was just crazy.
Everybody wanted
it. It's still really popular because it has so many benefits for pain, for digestive issues, for, you know, other things. Somebody said you can put it in your belly button and it helps you lose weight. And I was like, well, okay. I was like, that might be pushing it a little bit. But, you know, there's no harm in that, right? Might help your digestion anyways, so I could see it maybe helping. But anyways, castor oil is one of those things that's been around since my grandfather's time. Your mom probably knows about it. My dad certainly knows about it well. And, you know, he could talk about some of these things that haven't been on TikTok yet,
believe it or not. Yeah.
But might be next week. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, it's coming. Though.
You know, these tried true things like castor oil that, you know, we know about, even Katrina and I know about, but my dad really, you know, experienced. And there were things that were maybe a big deal back then on the, I don't know, what was the TikTok of his era?
Oh, Dr. Oz? No.
I know. I think it was Morse code.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done.
No. It was the radio, of course.
Stephen, we're trying to get him to come to presentation, not offend him.
No, the radio is, you know, I almost guarantee
he smiled at that. Having somebody like him, of course, come and do a presentation, I don't care what the conference, what the topic is, it's going to be noteworthy. It's going to be very informative and fun. I'm looking forward to all of these.
Yeah, they're all a lot of great ideas, a lot of good stuff. And good stuff in the new year. A lot of people like to focus on diets and cleansing, and I think we'll highlight cleansing a bit more in the spring because, of course, we have different things for cleansing. Some people want to start the new year with a fresh start.
We've been selling a bunch. It's
digestive
great cleanses.
That'll help cleanse, you know, whether it's your lymph nodes or your lymphatic system or your liver, your kidney, blood, bowel, all those things.
It can be a good way to start a diet regimen.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I know that this is one of those things. I don't know many people out there that couldn't do with a good cleansing, couldn't do with a good cleaning out of the system or anything. So that's one of those ones. It doesn't feel like there's much harm whenever you do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think about a cleanse like we're always putting things into our body, and sometimes it's nice to, it's kind of like, let's just give our body a massage for a second. Let's cleanse these organs and let them be more effective by giving them a little break and some of those nutrients that really helps them be their better organ.
Between sugar and alcohol over the holidays, I think your liver could use some help. And that's where cleanses come in really well, and some other stuff. And I think maybe we'll run into the topic of diet because that's always a popular, you know, New Year's resolution.
Piggybacking off what you just said there, I mean, after the holiday marathon that we had with the alcohol, the drinking, all these other
things, all the greasy, sugary, yummy, and terrible foods.
But, you know, I think, you know, what I always encourage people to do is kind of look at the parts of your lifestyle where you need the support. Because sometimes people come in and they just sort of have this blanket idea, or they saw this thing on TikTok or Facebook about, like, lose weight quickly. And it's like, well, you know, it's possible, but really the best way to do it is to, you know, kind of do a little introspection and kind of see, like, well, what's causing me maybe to hold on to weight or causing resistance for me to lose weight? And so I kind of try to get people to look at this in a couple different ways. So there's, I think it's like three or four things here. So thyroid function is important, more commonly an issue with women than men. Mm-hmm. But if your thyroid's underactive, your thyroid plays a role in metabolism. So, you know, address thyroid health. We have some natural supplements for that, especially if you're kind of borderline with thyroid stuff. Otherwise, it can be something to talk to your doctor about. The other part is sleep. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of good studies that say that people that don't get good sleep tend to have issues with weight and a lot of other things. Sleep is just a vitally important thing. So before you start doing crash diets and keto and all these other crazy things, let's get your sleep sorted out if that's an issue. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of nice natural things for sleep, and there's, you know, a lot of things you can do for sleep. So, you know, come in and talk to us about sleep. The next one I kind of like to talk about is like sugar and digestion. We got into that a little bit last time with berberine. Mm-hmm. And berberine's a great thing for metabolic syndrome. And kind of, you know, people lose weight on berberine, especially if it's related to sugar and sugar metabolism. And then we kind of get into these other ones, which I would say is like kind of stress. And a lot of people have stress. Sometimes it leads to stress eating, which, you know, is a pretty close correlation to gaining weight. And there's a lot of stress in our society. And there's a lot of things you can do to help with stress. And I think that's where, you know, sometimes helping with, you know, getting a supplement that's not a diet product, but a stress product actually might give you more results than buying that TikTok, you know, diet product that's not the right fit for you is basically the point.
And
you
want
to find what's the fit.
That's a really good point,
finding
Stephen.
The fit, like you mentioned, is a crucial. And we've heard from people taking, Terry's got a product called Cortisol Rescue, which happens to be on sale right now. And it's great because it really gets after that stress. And we've heard from people that have had, you know, weight issues, like, wow, I ended up losing weight from it because their root issue, like Stephen's talking about, is stress.
So this will help with, you know, stress eating, stress in general. You know, it kind of helps kind of because the stress hormones will impact your other hormones. It helps with hormone balance, but not by, you know, manipulating your hormones, just by reducing the stress. You know, and it's got a lot of really good ingredients. It has a money-back guarantee. So, you know, isn't this fun to have something that's supposed to help you lose weight that yeah. and reduce stress that you can say, okay, if it doesn't work, I can take the bottle back and get my money back?
That's usually a good sign.
You know, there's not a lot of mm-hmm. weight loss things. Not that this is specifically weight loss, but it is sort of one of the benefits of it that, you know, helps with that. And, you know, it even says on the back, helps with blood sugar balance. There's this sort of connection between stress and blood sugar, you know, really cool stuff. And we have a handout you can take and read about it too. Mm-hmm. The last one I kind of wanted to mention, and maybe Katrina has something too, but was this product that I think is just really, really unique. It's called Oligonol. It got an award. I first saw it because it got an award for the best research product of the year. And I'm always like, whoa, that's cool. And then I read a little further and it was a diet product. And I was like, a diet product that has research behind it and it shows results, most importantly. So what I like about this product is it's the research shows that it's supposed to help with reducing belly fat. So, you know, if you had fat and other areas that you were trying to address, this maybe isn't the product for you, but it, you know, if it's belly fat, this is kind of what it's designed for. The way it does that is it helps increase blood flow just by enhancing circulation to small blood vessels. And what they found was small blood vessels, and this is why specifically belly fat tends to have these small blood vessels and circulatory issues. If you're not getting circulation in there, it's hard for your body to break down this fat and to help reduce fat in the belly region. So this isn't, you know, kind of boosting metabolism or doing anything fancy, but I've had a lot of people come in and say like, oh, I've been going to the Y, I've been eating the right foods, you know, doing all the right things. Wonderful. I ask them all these questions we just talked about. Are you stressed? Do you have sleep issues? They kind of say, well, no, not really. I've gotten better on all these things. I'm great. And they're just like, they have this stuck belly fat. And I'm like, well, try this because, you know, this is maybe it's an issue of just getting that circulation there to get the fat to come off. And the thing I love most about this product is not actually that. It's that it does that. So if that's why you're coming in to buy it, great. But also it increases the circulation of these small blood vessels, which a lot of those are in your face. So in your skin. So in your skin, this product was also researched to reduce wrinkles and brown spots.
Oh, wow.
So this is kind of a vanity product
like
here.
A good, you get like multiple
so
side benefits.
You know, if you've got a lot of brown spots or perhaps wrinkles you want to try to address and maybe belly fat, well, here's two things. The other thing that, you know, kind of this isn't a bad thing either. It helps support cardiovascular health.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like, is that a bad side effect? Right? I don't think so. That's a good side effect.
That's a lot of
good stuff.
And then the other thing it helps with is lessening fatigue and it helps with endurance.
Oh, wow. Even more great stuff.
Does it also make me lunch? Does everything. It does all. That's awesome.
You know, and it's a very safe product. There's not any, you know, there's
that's what my follow-up was going to be. Okay.
Yeah, so it's made out of a fruit. And then they use a special process to get the molecular size of this extract very small, so it absorbs really well. So fruit and green tea is basically what's in here.
You know, I've talked to you guys before about this, where for me, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I've been trying to put on weight for years.
Sure.
And for years, I have tried supplements or I've tried this weight gainer or this kind of thing. And none of those things, sometimes they help a little bit, but we're talking like a couple pounds, nothing really that much. When I actually talked to an actual doctor about this, the first thing they said to me, when are you eating your last meal? What are you doing here? And that they asked me about my sleep, all this stuff. And I thought they were just working up to get to the actual stuff. No, that's all they needed to know. Like, you're not sleeping right. You're eating late or you're not eating early enough or some of these things.
Yeah.
None of the stuff that I was doing would have helped me. I could spend thousands on those products and it's not going to put on 5 pounds on me.
Right.
Yeah. It's such a great point to bring up, Stephen, about the only way to really truly deal with some of these things is to really break them down and find out how you are living your whole life. If your car has a problem with it and you can't figure it out, you don't just go to one part. You look at the engine. Oh, well, I didn't figure it out. No, I'm just going to keep working on the engine. No, you go through the whole entire thing and figure out, where is this problem coming from?
Yeah, I think that's a real New Year's thing, right,
yeah,
James?
Yeah.
Like, it should, before you start the New Year's resolution, you should do introspection. And you should kind of just say, like, hey, what's going on? Like, let's just start over. Let's look, you know, from
what
a fresh slate,
feeling?
2024, let's check it out, you know? And I think you're totally right. Like, sometimes we just find ourselves stuck and we've tried things, we've worked hard at it. And that's wonderful. And, you know, we should keep working at it. But maybe it just needs a different angle, a little just reassessment, and it'll get you that extra mile.
I would like to apologize to St. John's Wort. I apologize that we didn't able to get to you. I'm so sorry. I hope we can
St.
next
John's
time.
St. John's Wort will be here for next time.
That's good. That's
it
good.
Is on sale this month.
Yeah, good.
And it's great for, you know, mild to moderate depression. We can give you research on it if you're feeling a little down. Stop in.
That's a great one to talk about, though, especially this time of year. I do look forward to talking more about that with you guys and talking to you real soon. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you so much and all you do for our community. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Find out more by stopping by Family Natural Foods. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. Visit them anytime and follow along with them on social media. Bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. We'll be talking to Stephen and Katrina next month, even sooner. I'm not sure. I think it's next month, though. I think that's next time.
Yeah.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The body of the woman who's been missing since November 23rd has been found near the Black River Falls Dam. Stacy Schrimmick, age 53, was reported missing by her family in late November. Her kayak was found overturned on the banks of the Black River, and the search for her continued. Her body was found by an employee with the Black River Falls Municipal Utilities on Tuesday, January 9th. They contacted the Jackson County Dispatch Center with the report. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Schrimmick family. The Southwood and Adams County United Way Thank You and Recognition Celebration is today, January 10th, at the Bullseye Golf Club in Wisconsin Rapids. Appetizers and a cash bar start at 4:30 and the program begins at 5. Everyone who has supported the United Way in 2023 is welcome to attend. Join them today at the Bullseye Golf Club to celebrate with the United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures staying steady in the upper 20s. A quick shot of snow pushes in after 6 o'clock, with 1 to 2 inches possible to accumulate by early morning, and a few pockets of sunshine are possible early tomorrow, all ahead of the next snowstorm on Friday. Right now, it's 30.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 10th, 2024, 3:30 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. I am joined by our great friend, Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing a new friend. We've got Joseph Luther with us. Joseph is from Junior Achievement. We're going to talk more with him in a moment, but Joseph, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Appreciate the time, man. Kim, if you don't mind, at first, I'd like to talk a little bit with you about Encourage and the Community Foundation support over the years.
Absolutely. Thank you. So to follow up on our conversation that we had in December, we talked about launching a $30,000 by 330 matching campaign. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity has been presented to us by one of our incredible donors, an anonymous donor, who really wanted to support Encourage and our work in the community. And as listeners may recall, we kind of talked about the different funds and where they're designated or not designated. So this campaign actually goes towards our unrestricted funds. So that is kind of a combination of funding that may be used for operating support to help keep the lights on, help pay for staff. There are four of us and we are all part-time. So we have really scaled back and we try to be very efficient. And it also helps support programming like our Speak Your Peace program and grant. And so, you know, that's what I think most people know Encourage for is the grant support that we're able to provide in our community for people that have ideas or for nonprofits seeking assistance. And in this case, with our guest today, with Joe being on the phone with us in Junior Achievement, we've been able to support Junior Achievement since our partnership began back in 2001. And since then, there was an office in Stevens Point. So that was primarily where our support went. And they had overseen programs in our area as well as Portage County. And Joe has a wider area than that. And the offices, he'll explain that. But we were able to re-engage our partnership recently. And last year, we were able to award a grant to support programming in the Southwood County area as well. So, you know, since our partnership began, we've been able to support Junior Achievement with grant making for over $16,000, which has been great. It's helped support the elementary programs, middle school programs, expansions, high school, specific challenges that they've had, or just general operating support so they can continue the good work that they're doing. And then also, you know, we're reflecting on our operating support, it's people and having the capacity to assist in different ways. So specific to Junior Achievement, when we had a larger staff, we did have some of our staff members allocate time to assisting with business challenge, being a mentor, helping out the program for Junior Achievement and so many other organizations in our community and coalition. So we're just really fortunate to have that support and be able to support our nonprofits.
Kim, with the matching campaign, can others be involved in that? Can others help with that matching?
Absolutely. Donations of any size would be greatly appreciated. It is a dollar-for-dollar match. And, you know, if there is another donor that's interested in providing a future match, we would be so honored to receive that. We are celebrating our 30th year this year, which is really exciting, and that kind of ties into the 30,000 by 330. But we would be most appreciative of any and all donations.
And I know that when you are working with Encourage, you are working and putting into the community.
Absolutely.
Every penny is going to help this community go forward and help the future of this community, the prosperity, the economics, every field, every layer it affects. And you do that just by working with Encourage. It's a really cool opportunity. Also, another cool opportunity and good thing I wanted to mention also is the scholarships. We've got the deadline coming up for that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The deadline for that is in 2 weeks. So it's January 25th. I actually had a conversation, several conversations this week with questions that have come in about scholarships. So students, you know, please keep working on those and you have 2 weeks to get it done.
Yeah, and if you want more information on that, we'll get you how to get in touch with Kim before the end of the segment here, end of the episode. We'll get to that. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that update on Encourage and everything.
Appreciate it.
And now it's your turn, Joe. Joseph, we're going to put you on the spot now. We're going to make you talk. I want to talk to you, Joe, and I want to get to know a little bit about what Junior Achievement is and let our audience know a little more about it. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about yourself, Joseph. How did you get involved with this? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I am the development coordinator for Junior Achievement in my area. Covers Portage, Wood, Juneau, and Adams counties. I do a lot of writing and working with community organizations like Encourage to bring our programs to more schools, more educators, more small towns, large towns, all across central Wisconsin.
That's excellent. I appreciate that work you're doing there, Joseph. Now, what is that work? What is Junior Achievement? Who are you guys?
Well, yeah, so a little bit sort of some background. Junior Achievement, we're a nationwide organization, a nonprofit organization. We have over 100 local JA areas across the country, and together we are the nation's largest organization focused on teaching college, career, and work readiness, entrepreneurship, and financial literacy. Nationwide, we serve over 3 million students per year in over 100,000 classrooms and after-school locations. And here in Wisconsin, we've been around since 1941, and we have 10 statewide offices across the state, and we serve here in Wisconsin, over 154,000 students per year.
Whew. Wow. That's an impact. That's an impact right there. That is amazing. and it sounds like it's been a positive influence as well in the state.
It has, yeah. What we're sort of really focused on programs that take advantage of partnerships between community members, local businesses, and the kind of education community. And so we work with organizations like the Encourage Community Foundation on building on what kids are learning in the classroom and kind of bringing real-life learning to the students.
Let's talk a little more about that, Joseph. What does Junior Achievement, what do you do? How do you impact and how do you achieve these things that you're looking to do here?
So we depend heavily on volunteers. And our volunteers serve as mentors. They work closely. There's a number of different ways you can volunteer for Junior Achievement, but most of our volunteers like to show up in the classroom, and they bring their own personal real-world experience to students. So if you work in the banking industry or if you work in insurance, you come to the class and you talk about ways that the learning that they're doing in the classroom could be applied to, what they're going to be doing either in college or after college in the real life mm-hmm. work world.
It sounds like you guys are able to put a focus on certain areas, and those people that are coming in to help with this are qualified and know those areas.
They do. And I mean, we have all sorts of programs. So, I mean, your background as a volunteer isn't as important as your willingness to make a difference in the lives of young people. And we do provide training for volunteers. If anyone's interested, we're always looking for new volunteers who want to impact young minds.
And Joseph, as far as the type of students that JA can help, what does that entail?
Well, we work with students anywhere from kindergarten age all the way up to high school. And so we sort of use a pathway approach. So rather than kind of a one and done approach where you might, teach a subject to students for a particular unit or semester, we revisit the same themes year after year, all the way from kindergarten all the way through high school, so that those concepts really take root in the minds of young people. I know for me, it takes me, you know, more than once to kind of grasp a concept, and for young people, it's the thing.
Years, some of these I'm working on, man. I hear you. Joseph, you mentioned to us that the JA has been around since 1941, so we've got a little a good body of data, I imagine. Have we seen JA learning experiences be impactful in adults?
Well, yeah, we have. Actually, there's a recent survey that we have results from that showed that 73% of junior achievement alumni, so these are adults who participated in junior achievement as young people, and of those who graduated college say that they work in a field that they actually studied in college. Whereas research by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows that only 27% of all college graduates can say the same. So that's a big difference.
Yeah,
I have a real life example of that. My son was fortunate to participate in JA, and he is studying is working in the field that he studied in college. So that just supports that. That's great.
Very cool. And I see here in our notes that adults who had JA as students earned 20% more than peers, becoming business owners twice the rate of the general public. That's a very important stat, I think, too.
Absolutely. When you think of that, I mean, that's always good to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, and sign me up. Sounds really good.
Yeah, right.
So what about the need for this in communities? Where are we finding the need? What kind of stats are we taking from that to see where we need these, where we have these needs?
Well, you know, as you may know, schools are always struggling to do more with shrinking budgets. After this year, that's really only going to become more pronounced because the federal pandemic relief program is ending this year, and that was a program that provided supplemental funds for K-12 schools across the country during the pandemic. So this is going to be the last year to use those dollars, and as a result, some schools are talking about cutting back on programs like college planning, summer school, and you know, we want to be here as junior achievement. We want to be here as a resource to help fill any gaps in those school programs that may arrive.
What about the winter 2022 Wisconsin Employers Survey that was conducted? Oh, what can you tell us about that?
Sure. So that survey showed that 88% of Wisconsin employers were actually having trouble hiring employees. Whereas at the same time, that employers are struggling to hire new employees, Wisconsin's young people are still in the middle of recovering from those years of learning losses and financial challenges that they experienced due to the pandemic. So as a result, we've seen that the demand for junior achievements programs is really at an all-time high right now.
Interesting. What about JA's local impact? How does the local impact shake out?
Well, I mean, locally, you know, we sort of like to be the glue between the education world, the business world, and, you know, community members who are looking to volunteer. So it's really a great way to make a difference in your communities. The learning that young people do as a result of our programming tends to stay there in the community. Young people, as we touched on a little bit earlier, young people who participate in junior achievement programs are more likely to start businesses, more likely to have better financial management choices and decisions. So all of those things we have found really positively impact our local community.
And you guys have programs all across central Wisconsin, I see.
All across central Wisconsin, all across the state, really. I can speak for Portage, Wood, Juneau, and Adams counties. We really appreciate the support of the Encourage Foundation to help us bring our programs to more of the rural communities. We've been trying to focus on that, those rural communities in Southwood County. We really have programs. If you're interested in volunteering in an elementary school, middle school, high school, we pretty much got you covered.
What are the program types that are available with JA?
So we offer traditional classroom programs. So that's, you're showing up in the classroom and sharing your expertise there. And again, we do provide some training. There's not a ton of training, but there's a little bit of training. There's also job shadowing programs where if you're interested in, we find that a lot of parents who have students in school are interested in, showing them the ropes at their place of business. We have career speaker programs where, perhaps a well-known community member or business leader will come and speak to young people. Mm-hmm. And then we have our big business challenge that we need volunteers for every year, and that's coming up in February.
I want to talk more about that in a second. We're speaking with Kim Shields from Encourage, Community Investment and Communications Specialist, and Joseph Luther from Junior Achievement. Joseph, let's talk about that Titan Business Challenge. What is that? Sounds awesome. I'll tell you that right away. It's a great name right away. I immediately want to know more about this.
Right. I think this will be something like the 20th year that Junior Achievement will be running the Titan Business Challenge. It's an online game-based competition where high school students compete as CEOs in the cell phone industry. And they're paired up with local community mentors to help run their simulated company. And it's a contest. And they learn firsthand how organizations make decisions, evaluate outcomes, strategize against their competitors. And the winning teams, best of all, winning teams get scholarship money, and they move on to the state-level competition. And they're at the state. Those winners move on to nationals. We're calling all teachers, especially business and marketing teachers in high school, to contact us and register their teams for the big event.
I teach acting and writing on the side, and one of the things that comes up with students all the time is, well, what were some classes that you took in high school that were really helpful, or classes that you took right during high school, like at mid-state at a tech school or something like that? And I right away tell them debate. Debate made me so more confident talking in front of people, feeling more comfortable talking to others, and also how to improv, how to think on my feet, and a lot of that. But debate never comes up to actors. They never think about this, but it's one of those ones I highly recommend to people, especially if they want to get into the arts and any of that. Having a program like this makes me think of that. It makes me think, if I'm a kid and I know I want to get into business, I want to go into one of these fields, this is such a great opportunity to get my feet wet, to get to feel what that's like a little bit without necessarily, the bottom line or fall, getting into the black and some of these other things that you'll have to deal with when you're an adult and everything. It's a really cool idea. It's a very cool experience. I can only imagine that you've gotten some good feedback over these 20 years or so of doing this. Got to encourage this community to reach out and get involved in that. That's a really cool program.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I totally agree. I don't know how many times I hear from young people in their 20s, they had a particular interest in high school with a particular subject matter, and then they get out and they find themselves, in a real life job, pursuing whatever it is that they were interested in high school, and they find out that really, it's nothing like they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
This isn't what I signed up for. So we help to provide those real life experiences to high school students so they can see, this is what you're going to be doing, if you're interested in chemistry or biology, these are the types of actual careers that are available to you.
Joseph, we've mentioned a number of times with Junior Achievement are there any local winners from this contest? That's a with the Titan Business Challenge, have there been any local winners with that? Have there been anybody in Central Wisconsin that have won this? Or
you know, I would have to consult our records. I know we had a couple of winners from the Stevens Point area. Who went to state last year.
Awesome.
I don't have their names hand, but I know that, we had some state winners. Nationals, I'm not so sure about.
That's cool, though. That's really cool. And if whether we have or we haven't, we could always have more, or you could be the first. There's always that. Joseph, I really appreciate the time with you today and know how busy you are. So we'll wrap up here. You've mentioned volunteering a number of times and how vital that is to what Junior Achievements do. Can we talk a little bit about the volunteering at JA?
Sure. So really volunteers, you know, without volunteers, we're nothing. So volunteers are the engine that drives our programming. If you're looking for a way to help inspire kids so that the kids can achieve a more fulfilling life by sharing your own professional insights, personal experiences, we'd love to hear from you. And again, volunteers can choose how they would like to serve. We have elementary school, middle school, high school programs. We offer in-person, virtual, and blended opportunities for volunteers. So I would just ask that anyone interested in volunteering, talk to your employer because oftentimes employers encourage or provide volunteer hours for their employees. Get a hold of us today.
For and this is going to vary from person to person with different schedules and everything, but on average, a volunteer, is it a big time restriction? Can you work with people's schedules? Some of this gray area that can hold people back sometimes from volunteering. Are you able to work with people?
Absolutely. And again, we provide those virtual learning experiences. So, you know, that can help people who may not have the flexibility in their schedules. We have opportunities where you can volunteer for a single day or on an ongoing basis.
We have so many people in our communities that want to help, they want to put into their community, they want to do good. A lot of people aren't able always to add funds or do things with their wallet or their purse or something. So, our hands, our time, that's almost just as valuable. And being able to give of that can be just as impactful as dollars and cents can be.
Absolutely.
Joseph, I really, really appreciate the time. If people want to find out more and reach out to you, how can they do that?
You can get a hold of me via email. It's just J Luther, Luther, at Jawis. It's JAWIS.org. Or you can check out our website. It's wisconsin.ja.org. Go hold of me. If you're interested in just learning more about the programming, visit the website.
Fantastic. Joseph, again, thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joseph Luther from Junior Achievement, everybody. A big thank you to him for joining us. That was a really great conversation. And again, big thank you to Joseph for joining us, Kim.
Absolutely.
Thanks for setting that up.
Yeah, thank you.
And as now that I'm thinking about it, thank you for always giving of your time. Encourage could easily take this 25 minutes and we could just talk about Encourage, which we could definitely talk about Encourage for plenty of time. But you guys are always very giving of the time and bringing people like Joseph on the air with us. And I know for a fact that some people in our community don't know about some of these things until Encourage brings them to our airwaves. So I really do appreciate that. We also have some other great things about Encourage we were talking about to begin our show. I wanted to come back to the matching campaign, remind people about scholarships, if you don't mind.
Great, thank you. So right now we do have a matching campaign that is in process thanks to an incredibly generous donor and supporter of Encourage. It's called the $30,000 by 330 campaign. The campaign dollars will be directed to our unrestricted funds to support Encourage encourages work. So whether that be operating, like keeping the lights on and helping to pay for staff, or helping to support delivery of our programs. Right now, the one that is people know the most about is Speak Your Peace, which we had two of our Speak Your Peace presenters on last fall to share some information about that, which is there's information on our website if people want to check that out. Or whether it's to help build our unrestricted grant funds. Yesterday, we awarded our first grant for 2024, and it was for the United Way to support the help guide.
Awesome.
And we've been able to support that from the very beginning with Inception, and we are so appreciative of the partnerships with all of our nonprofits, and we're happy to give back.
We appreciate you, Kim. Appreciate your team over there and encourage. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in contact with you?
Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send us an email at hello@encouragewithanicf.org.
Always good to talk to you and see you, Kim. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.